Kathy Baruch from Pause for Life said the event called Bash the Gas is 6 p.m. on Thursday at Heber City Park.
We've gotten approval from our city council and from the Heber Animal Services Group to finally pull the awful gas chamber that's been in the shelter since it was built. We haven't been using that for over 5 years now. We're a no-kill shelter, but a lot of residents in the community still think that we're euthanizing animals there, and we are not. So we got them to agree to scrap the material as a public demonstration to the community, and we're going to bring it down to the city park in conjunction with our first farmers market, which is tomorrow night at 6 p.m., and we're going to ask the residents of the community to come out, and anybody that wants to visit, to come out and take a whack at that gas chamber with a sledgehammer.
She said they have officially qualified as a no-kill shelter,
which means that we have not euthanized an animal. We have a 98.5% rate. And rare occasions where animals have to be put down, usually that is resulting from some terrible accident or a medical condition or something like that. And we were recognized by Best Friends in the state of Utah as one of the leading no-kill shelters.
The use of a gas chamber at the Heber shelter dates back many years.
There used to be a process down there, from my understanding, where if the animal was there a certain amount of time and no one claimed it, that it would be euthanized, whether the shelter was full or not. That was way back when. And so they've had a very progressive leadership. I have to tell you, the chief of police, Chief Dave Booth, is really a wonderful leader in the community. He is a no-kill advocate and was very instrumental in helping us just recently to get this gas chamber pulled out. But before that, we were working with the community, working with the shelter, to try to really help them network the animals that were there so they didn't have to euthanize.
Baruch said gas chambers are still used at several locations around Utah and the country. In a related story, Pause for Life is holding a big garage sale this Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., in the Lacey Lane subdivision near Midway.
The home that we are having our garage sale at, that's in that community, because the whole the subdivision pretty much has a bunch of garage sales there, is 920 Martha Lane. There'll be signs out front that say, you know, anything bought here is donated to Pause for Life. And what's really cool is that our patrons and people know about this thing, so they deliver things to us throughout the whole year. So we've got everything from skis and winter clothing and ski equipment to camping gear and golf clubs and clothes and books and all kinds of furniture and household items. Kind of actually outgrown it. We're going to have it. We have to open up part of the house to showcase some of these things.
Kathy Baruch from Pause for Life. She said since the group was founded in 2012, they've found homes for some 900 animals. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.